Rusty had several projects he wanted to talk about. Outsolation was one. Attic insulation and ventilation was another.
And we're getting taken to task, I'm guessing, by an engineer.
Uh-oh. What did I say?
Quite often, you use the term negative pressure.
I do, a lot.
But there's no such thing as negative pressure.
Oh, I hate that.
Proper term would be pressure differential or area of lower pressure. Just an observation from Lance.
Thank you, Lance. I guess you can't have negative pressure, right? That's probably true. Technically speaking, you can't have less than zero pressure. Right? But it's easy to understand. Negative
layman
pressure.
Layman terms.
Yeah. But I do appreciate it, Lance. That is very, very true.
All right. And I have sent Rusty a link to the wall system.
The outsolation wall system that, when done, is a stone-looking product. Absolutely
gorgeous.
Like a
stone veneer. And yeah, like you said, it's so
much prettier.
And
it's very easy. It's a good DIY project.
That's what was my next point. It's a much prettier finish than stucco. And a lot easier to install. Stucco is very hard to consistently get an even mud spread across the wall.
If you haven't done stucco, it is hard to do it right. That's for sure. Let's see if we can get back to the calls. Rusty, Rusty couldn't hang on.
Okay.
But he wanted to know, okay, if it's not good to ventilate an attic with negative pressure, can I just blow a bunch of air in on one side and positively charge it? Get positive pressure charge it.
So,
Rusty, go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, there is a current topic link in the quick links on the homepage, and you can click Enduramax wall system and see the screenshot of exactly what the system is. And like I said, it wouldn't take you a split second to see that that's a superior solution to stucco.
So his secondary question is, well, why can't I put an evap cooler up and charge my attic with cool, moist air? You can, Rusty, and it will drop the temperature of your attic. But what most people don't realize is whatever temperature your attic is only impacts your air conditioning bill by about 10% and only in the summer. So why would you put a $2,000 evap cooler that's going to cost you water and electricity to ventilate your attic when if you have a 2,000 square foot home, you're going to have an electric bill every month, right? Okay. In the winter, it's going to be a little bit higher because you're heating. In the summer, it's going to be a lot higher because you're air conditioning. But about March and about October, we call those base loads. That's probably the lowest bill you get if you're an all-electric home. Take a look at those base loads. If you're a 2,000 square foot home, your base load is probably somewhere around $100 or $125. Then in the summer, it just about doubles to about $200 to $250. So your air conditioning cost is about $100 to $125 per month in the middle of the summer. It costs the average Arizona homeowner about $500 a summer to air condition their home to a comfort level, okay? $500 a summer, a year, okay? So why would you spend thousands of dollars trying to change something that's only going to have a 10% effect on that? Your attic insulation represents 10%. Your attic temperature represents 10% of your air conditioning bill. $50 a year. So why are you going to spend thousands of dollars putting a evap cooler up there? Why are you going to spend thousands of dollars putting a radiant barrier up there? Well, if you're smart and you listen and you trust me, you're not. Just get your R30, R38, and be happy.
And he had mentioned evap cooling. If he does have evap cooling in his home, there's a product called an up duct.
Yeah, baby.
Because your pressure differential will occur if you're blowing air from an evap cooler into your home. It will build up pressure inside. And it's always recommended you have a window cracked somewhere or a door cracked to let that pressure exhaust. Well, an up duct is a spring tension duct that goes in your ceiling. And when that pressure builds up, it lifts. So that evap cooled air that's very cheap to create and blow into your home exhausts into your attic and then, you know, just continues to push that out. So if you're evap cooling your home, an up duct will do that for you.
Exactly. All right. I hope that helped answer a lot of questions you had there, Rusty. It sounded like you had quite a few projects going. We've got some people been holding very, very patiently. Let's get to Rick with a question on water heaters in Mesa. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thank you for taking my call. I got a question. In the summertime when it gets hot, should I lower my thermostat on my adjust my thermostat on my water heater? And when's it a good time to drain that water heater out?
Well, how old is the water heater, Rick?
It's probably, I've been here 2 years, and she probably maybe 3 years.
Okay. I tell people if your water heater is 8, 9, or 10 years old and you've never drained it and you've never serviced it, don't touch it. Okay. When you go in the laundry room, don't even look at it. Just ignore it. Mm-hmm. And the more you ignore it, the longer it lasts. But if it's a 2 or 3 year old water heater and it's never been drained, you've still got an opportunity to greatly extend the life of that water heater by draining it about once a year.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you drain it the first time, there's going to be probably a good amount of sediment built up at the bottom of the tank. Sometimes it takes overnight to drain it, okay? It gets clogged up so bad. The water hose that you attach to the little hose bib at the bottom of the water heater gets filled with all that white chalk in there and just will not drain. But once it's drained, then what I want you to do is I want you to crack the water back on, and the tube that the water comes in will then splash water in the bottom of the tank, let that drain again. Do that 3 or 4 times, you know, rinsing it out really well, until none of the white sediment's coming out anymore. Then you've really got it good and clean. Then fill it up, and you're good to go. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And shut down the water, circuit on the elements, so you won't have no trouble with it.
Yeah, you have to turn the heating elements off before you drain it. That is for sure.
Okay. So can I bring my water heater temperature down now that it's summertime?
That's,
we won't get so much hot water.
Absolutely. You can that's an easy adjustment to make. You may have one thermostat, you may have two, a top and a bottom. Adjust them mm-hmm. both at a temperature that, set it as low as your family can take it, and it'll save you money.
Okay, boss, you the man then. Thank you, sir.
And then if I were you, Rick, I'd put it on a timer and only let the water heater come on during off-peak hours of your energy plan. My water heater never comes on peak. My air conditioners never come on peak. I keep my house at 68 degrees. My demand limit is kept at about a 4. And in the middle of the summer, my 2,700-square-foot home cost me about $300 to air condition. And that's with a swimming pool and everything. You're not going to get any better than that. Push all your power consumption off peak. Gary, did you have a point?
I was going to say, is that for gas and electric?
No, just if it's an electric.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We got Engineer Bohr going on over here. We got a texter, I don't have a name to, says, no, there is negative pressure. It's called a vacuum.
Okay, good. I love it. I love it.
Another texter just said, hey, I have 8 leftover up ducts in my house. Never knew what they were till just now. A vap cooler is long gone. Should I rip them out?
Yes, absolutely.
Or if nothing else, make sure there's at least 10 inches of insulation over the up duct in the attic.
Absolutely. Get rid of them. All your air conditioning is going up those up ducts. Okay, Wayne calling from Tucson. After Wayne, it'll be Peggy. And then we have an open line if you want to sneak in. 1-888-767-4348. We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Good morning, Wayne.
Rosie.
Hey, man.
Thank you very much. Romy's answer on the pressure differential just shows you've educated that boy way too much. But anyways, question I have for you, does it ever make sense, 8-year-old house, at least R30 in the ceiling, maybe R38, the garage is not insulated. Does it ever pay to have it redone?
Not in 8 years. You know, in 20 years, in every 15 to 20 years, you may want to get up there and check it and make sure it hasn't settled, make sure it hasn't been moved around. But over the course of 8 years.
Clarification on your J-box caulking, would that expanding foam work as well on that?
Yeah, it can. You have to be careful. You know, that's just a little bit trickier to use. If you're familiar with it, that's fine. We used to encourage people to do it, but then people would call me back and they'd say, well, it dripped all down the stucco and it stuck so hard now I can't get it off. And when I paint over it, it still shows. So then I decided, well, okay, let's just caulk it. Yeah. But thanks. If you're good.
Question for you. I grew up in New Orleans before air conditioning. All we had was an in-house.
I lost him. We lost Wayne.
I can still hear him in my headset.
No.
You know,
that's us.
No, it's not. That is somebody. Hang tight.
Well, his question was, growing up in New Orleans before air conditioning, we had what were called whole house fans, and they're very common up in the Midwest as well. And he may be wondering, would a whole house fan work in Arizona? I can tell you, if you don't mind living in a really dirty house, a whole house fan can work. But it's going to suck in so much pollen, so much dust. It's going to be messy. We don't encourage people, whole house fans, on the desert floor.
Yeah.
Okay?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, now, a little different when you're on a bayou.
A little different. Yeah. Gary, you grew up with a whole house fan, didn't you, in Lafayette?
Yeah, we had one.
Yeah?
It's great.
And then the next thing was window air conditioners, right? Everybody got one in the bedroom.
That was prior to that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to go over two houses down the way to see Mr. Osi.
Yeah.
And he had that, he had it in every room.
Yeah.
It was nice and cool.
Oh, yeah, man. I can remember those days. Let's bring Peggy into the conversation, calling from Peoria. Good morning, Peggy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
And I haven't heard of ducts in forever either, but I have about 5 of them in my house, and I'm going to make sure that I get them insulated. We no longer have.
We have really done
our phones.
Phone gremlins have just attacked us.
The phone gremlins. Yeah. All right. So I don't know what Peggy's question was. Yes, I do. She has the upduct. She now knows to fill them. But her question that was posted on the board here was, does it make sense to insert foam into windows that in rooms that aren't being used? And yes, absolutely. Peggy, that can work really, really well. Get them up as tight against the glass as you can, and even apply a little packing tape to the outside seams. Careful what you're applying the tape to, because when you remove the tape, if it's a painted surface and the tape's been there a long time, it'll remove the paint as well. So, but blocking in windows is a great option. Make sure you have sunscreens on the outside, and even if the windows can't be seen by anybody, hanging like aluminum foil on the outside of the window is about your best bet.
Doesn't stay there very long on the outside. Foil wise, you had to put something over it to keep it on there.
But you'd buy an insulated value foil,
and it
does
scream.
Don't do that to your neighbor though. Yeah. I mean, if a neighbor can see the window, don't hang that up.
Yeah, and a lot of people will do that when they leave for the summer, so it does scream to a lot of people, hey, this may be a house nobody's home in.
Good point.
You can just take those things into consideration before you do.
All right, going to go on a quick break, come back for our final segment of Rosie on the House.